We will begin this work session on case number PU-22-429. This is Otter Tail Power Company's renewable resource cost adjustment factor case. And we've had, I think probably more than one informal and such on this, and a lot of commentary. If I didn't mention it, all three commissioners are here, so we have a quorum. And I don't have any opening of anything to do, Commissioner. I'll just turn it over to you, Commissioner Haugenhofer, as portfolio holder.
Okay. Thank you. Commissioner Crispin, you are correct. We had an informal hearing on this case, and Otter Tail was here, and MLEC, right? And commission staff, and we went through this. Since then, additional information has been submitted, and the staff has done a good job on reviewing it. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Robert to walk through his memo in this case, especially concentrating on just a recap of our informal that happened, some of the discussion there, and then the information that has been submitted and gone through, and then with any recommendations staff has, and then we'll ask questions. But we'll ask questions as we go along. So I'll turn it over to you, Robert.
Thank you, Commissioner. So since to sum up a little bit from the previous informal, if you recall, we had a discussion with Otter Tail and then Midwest Large Energy Consumers, and they made a suggestion, a proposal during the informal concerning. The main crux for their comments was that either the jurisdictional change that's associated with the rider is something that should not be changed between rate cases, so that's the E2 energy allocator, or if that is if you do decide to allow that to be changed, then something needs to be done in order to make the no harm come to the other customers. So from their perspective, the jurisdictional change, that should be then the amount of money that's in the rider associated with that should be then allocated to the large, super large load or the applied digital blockchain load, so as to at least cause no harm to all the other customers. At the end of that informal, I believe it was understood that Otter Tail would provide additional comments, which they did, and they showed what the benefit, what their calculation for the benefit would be for the applied digital customer. And they also filed what it would look like, what the rider would look like without the applied digital load. And then finally, they did some calculations, which they took the applied digital load and they calculated what that would look like if it was just a large general service load. It's not the super large load. And what that ended up happening, without getting into trade secrets, that would, if the rider was 15 and some percent, it ended up decreasing that amount for the other customers and increasing that for the blockchain load to some degree. Following that, the Midwest Large Energy Consumers filed additional comments, and that was on the 27th. And they essentially reiterated their points from before, their comments from before. It didn't really follow to them that Otter Tail didn't necessarily do what they had asked them to do, as far as other customers would still see an increase to their rate associated with the jurisdictional change. But it was, I guess it's in the company's mind maybe a step in the right direction there. And then we also issued another notice of opportunity for hearing, because we have a potential for the increase to the super large general service load. And going from the range from what the possibilities were, there was a potential for that particular load to see an increase of roughly up to 35% on the rider. So we issued a notice of opportunity hearing, and then we received comments from Applied Digital last night. And so I had those printed out, and given to you this morning. Don't know if you've had time to review them. The main points for that is that, again, they are not, they don't want to have that jurisdictional change happen. They don't think that's an appropriate thing to do outside of a rate case, much like MLIC had said. They are also concerned with the fact that in the case 21366 for the ESA for their load, there was indication from the company that all the customers would be materially advantaged from the addition of their load as a new customer. And so this kind of caught them by surprise as well, that their rate would be increasing like this on their rider rate. So they don't think that the jurisdictional allocation is appropriate either, as well as they are obviously against the rate design proposed by Midwest Large Energy Consumers, because that would take and target their one load as shouldering the burden of the jurisdictional increase solely. So, and I think that, did I miss anything?
This was a very useful memo. Appreciate you bringing it in right away.
Certainly.
This morning, so we had time to review it.
Have we in the past looked, I mean, this, they want this in a rate case. Have we in the past adjusted a rider? I mean, historically, I mean.
So riders can be adjusted during rate cases. Kind of everything's at issue during a rate case. You can make any changes that we see fit. As far as the jurisdictional allocator change, we have, on a limited basis, made minor adjustments to it outside of a rate case. I think Otter Tail had provided some evidence that in 15-ish, maybe something like that, we made a small decrease to the allocator in one of their riders. So it's not impossible to make one outside of a rate case, but if we're going to do so, there should be good reason to. So I think that's kind of the challenge in this proceeding, is what's the good reason to make that change. I think in some of the filings that have been made by the various parties, I think the large energy consumers suggested that Otter Tail's allocator has not been changed in their other jurisdictions relative to this, which we shouldn't necessarily rely solely upon that as a reason not to adjust the allocator, where we are to set just and reasonable rates for North Dakota. But it is certainly interesting that the company wouldn't be proposing to reduce the allocator in other jurisdictions at the same time they're proposing to increase it in ours.
And I will say that I don't remember the specifics of that case that was referenced. You know what amount the allocation changed. But it was much smaller, I believe.
For that was case 1614, and they decreased the E2 allocator by 2%, and that was due to growth in sales in other jurisdictions and to temper their earnings. So, you know, as far as we know, it's not. We haven't done it where there's been an increase in the E2 allocator between rate cases.
And even if it was an increase, if it were, I'm kind of surprised that it was even 2%. I was thinking it was less. Something happened. I could see in the interim potentially some real small change, but something this substantial seems to me that it's probably important to be evaluating that on your other, you know, your what groups you're allocating costs to and things like that. And I guess at first blush, this seems like a bridge too far for me to allocate this just as part of a renewable resource rider. To make this change to the allocation factor.
Mm-hmm.
Staff or Sherry, do you have a recommendation for how we should proceed from here?
So if that's what the commission is interested in doing, is just kind of rolling this back to keeping the allocator in place that was used in the last rider and approved in the last rate case, we can draft up an order to that effect, and in the meantime, Rob can work with Otter Tail to get the adjusted numbers for what those rates would actually look like. You know, it would still be an increase from the current rate that's in place, but it would be far less drastic than what was originally proposed.
I can just confirm in the original application in Attachment 3, they do show what the rate design calculation would be before the allocation factor change. So those are there, and I just would confirm that that is the correct thing. It's 11.579% would be what...
It would... So even if that were the number, that percentage would likely be a little higher because that was anticipating April 1.
Well, yep, that's true. So
and
we have a delay.
It would increase a little from that since we wouldn't be implementing until May 1.
So that makes sense then. On the slides... Which from February, so maybe that was like one last month. I'm not sure. That might have been a March assumption. It said that the revenue requirement increases approximately $4.3 million from the updated allocation factor. And so they list here the revenue requirement from April of 23 to March of 24 as $14.5 million. So it seems like it would... Based on that, it would be $11.2 million without that. So I'm curious where that extra million comes from. But I think that's what you said, didn't you say? It was down $3
million?
Without that.
I think it was closer to the 4.3 for the allocation change, if I can get that. You're looking at the informal hearing.
Yeah, that's what they said here, but the numbers you just gave me were smaller than that, I thought, from the filing, the appendix or whatever.
Yeah, he said 11.579.
Oh, so not much. I'm sorry.
Nope.
Not much. Oh, well, about the same.
Yeah. Either way, we're going to have to confirm those numbers out.
I was thinking.
And like Victor said, it would change slightly.
Yep.
And if that's the direction at the end of this work session from the commission, would that require a special meeting to have it impact even the May bill? Because our next meeting is like the 27th, and that only leaves a few days of April, and two of those are on the weekend.
So
or would we need a special meeting?
Generally, the companies have been, as long as they have some advance notice... As long as the companies have some advance notice that this is likely for what the commission will do, they can do all of their prep work ahead of that. I have to go back and double-check our last notice that was issued that Rob referenced for that higher potential increase. We need to ensure that that has expired before doing this as well. I want to say we probably set it for the 27th or 28th.
I think it's on May 1st.
May 1st?
May 1st, yep.
So, and we can do those. So we've had this kind of a close thing happened before. So what we can do is issue the order on the 27th, conditioned upon not receiving any additional comments or anything like that. We can
recall.
I think we've even done that in the past.
Yeah, I recall having done that before.
I think I'm hearing consensus on...
And then would we get to the bottom of these, how do we get to the bottom of how the rates are playing out and impacting or not or benefiting the existing rate customer, existing customers based on this super, super duper customer? I forget what the name is.
Super large general service.
Super large.
super large general.
And just add on to that, I know through the informal hearing, when they calculated, certain things weren't looked at. I don't think there was any intention, but playing out how it impacts everything. And where are we at with that?
So I think after that last informal, the commission did request some information about that, and the company did file that entirely under trade secret protection.
Right.
I think Rob has those packets here. So if you want to go into those details, we can close the session down and talk about those details.
We've gone through it. It's just looking at that and the impact and the findings there. And
sure. Yes, it's difficult to talk about it, but absolutely, it's a valid concern you all are making on that point. I completely agree that we were told there would be benefits. Mm-hmm. Where are they? And I guess without speaking to the specific numbers within them, I mean, it's not abundantly clear where those benefits are from that filing either.
So how would we get to the bottom of that?
So I guess if we want to explore it, we can either talk about it with you individually offline, or we can close this session and talk about it then, but I don't know that the details are going to come out from that filing. We'll likely have to request additional information.
I think we should do something more. You guys can kind of prep the info, dig it up, prep it. And we can either have another work session, or we can do one-on-one meetings or whatever. But I think the first step would be doing the analysis.
Mm-hmm. So we'll likely need to request some additional details from the company because, as I said, I don't think the details that you're really searching for are in there. It's a start to it.
Yeah.
But what we can do is request some additional information from the company, likely draft a memo to the three of you that's pretty much entirely going to be trade secret, and then kind of have individual discussions with you to see if that is satisfactory or if you are wanting something to see something more.
Well, I'm just going to add to Robert and I have discussed this. We need to get to the bottom of it. If we're told the benefits and we're not seeing the benefits, not only applied to this, but other, you know, large loads, how to handle that.
Certainly.
I mean, we need to get to the bottom of it in order to make the most appropriate decision. So we got to keep seeking.
I agree.
So what I believe has been reached is kind of a consensus way to move forward on this application will probably be resolved then at the April 27th meeting. And the name of the case is the Renewable Resource Cost Recovery Factor. And so that really is what that is. Changing the allocation formula, and then it, to me, is a different thing. They were just trying to merge them together. And also the fact that if this happens as of April 27th, this case will be closed, but then we're still working on it. So it seems like a new case has to be opened regarding their request to change this allocation formula.
So if we do, as the indication here is that to roll this renewable rider back to the original allocator, unless they file another request, we wouldn't be looking to change that allocator.
So any future discussions would just be discussions of the costs and benefits of super large loans.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that the investigation that will kind of continue here is just on the super large loads and the benefits that we were told that we would see versus the benefits that we're actually realizing.
Because then I don't think those things should be listed under this file anymore.
I would agree.
Because then we're not talking about
that's,
the renewable rider.
Yep, that's an entirely separate. That would just be kind of a...
Mm-hmm.
At present, an informal staff investigation, but if it comes to the point of the commission taking any sort of action, we would open that into an actual case.
I like that.
So sorry for my additional question. So how do we address, how will this be addressed with applied blockchain, that their concerns are null and void?
No, I don't think their concerns are null and void. And okay. Honestly, I think if that's the direction the commission goes, is we want to roll back this allocator, which would reduce the amount that applied blockchain and the Midwest large energy consumers are actually paying in addition to the actual remaining ratepayers that haven't filed comments in this case. I don't know with certainty, but I would assume their concerns would be significantly reduced, if not eliminated. But they're certainly welcome to make additional filings if they're likely listening to this or will be listening to this. And if they still have concerns, they're welcome to make additional filings before the commission makes its decision at the next meeting.
Yeah, I would think both those organizations would be very pleased with a responsiveness to their oral and written comments.
Yeah, it really does address all of them. I mean,
yeah, it does seem to kind of be a nice mixture. We're not doing exactly what either of them want, but it still kind of gets at the heart of what their concerns are. And really what that is paying a much higher rate than they were otherwise expecting to.
For this work session.
Thanks for all the prep docs.
Yeah.
It's helpful.
Very helpful. Again, I know everything was kind of rushed for at least a couple of us that were in Wahpeton yesterday. And so appreciate you getting the memo out right away this morning so I had a little time to prepare.
No problem.
But we are closed. Thank you.